This call is being recorded.
Begin to let go more and more. And as you're breathing in, taking deep, rhythmic breaths, slowly, gently, I'm going to count down from 5 to 1. And with each descending number, let yourself relax a little bit more. Go deeper and deeper with each number as I say them. 5. At this point, beginning to be aware of the extremities of your body, but beginning to let go of that. Let go of the movements, the itches, all of that. Of course, as soon as you try to start doing that, you do it more. That's the normal thing. 4. Relaxing deeper. Letting go. 3. Deeper and deeper. Going down, down, down. 2 and 1. Nice and deeply relaxed. Just as we always do, breathe in the golden white light. See that light moving throughout your body, filling your body with light. Now, as your body is filled with light, feel the energy moving through you. Begin to focus on your chakra center, your 4th chakra center. With all of your attention at your heart center. That being the midpoint between the 3 above, the 3 below, the balance point. Balancing all that is coming from above and all that is coming from below. Feel this as an energy point, as a balance point. And all 7 chakras now, all lined up, rotating, spinning faster and faster. The colors of the chakras. Just focusing now only on the 7 chakras. You know of the 7 chakras. We are not going to go through them at this time. But just see them all lined up with their respective colors. Brilliant colors. If they are somewhat muddied looking, make them very brilliant. Raise the intensity. And as you raise the intensity of the colors of your chakras, feel the vibration there. The colors themselves, you know, have vibration. Feel that vibration in your chakra centers. You may even begin to feel as you did earlier when we worked with these 7 chakras. They begin to feel the energies rising again. If so, that is wonderful. Now we want you to begin to lift up out of your physical bodies, up through your sixth chakra center, through the third eye. Go out through that third eye as your consciousness moving out into the space of the room, wherever you are. All of you here in this room, find yourself here in this space. Do not worry about being crowded or anything. There is much room here, much more than what is actually physically here. It is even okay if you touch each other. Just feel yourself coming out of your body and being able to look back and see your body now as it begins to fall below you, as it sits there, as it is in a sitting position, but it is just your physical form, just your body, just the tool that you are using at this time, the vehicle, better word here, vehicle that you are using. And see it as such, as you rise, rise, rise up above, up through the roof of this building, higher and higher, coming up as a group. And those of you that are joining here from other distance here, there is no distance really, so be here, right here in this space, in this beautiful forested area here. And as you rise up, you can look over and you can see the beautiful creek that runs through here, all the water. You can see all of the tall, wonderfully tall trees here. Very sparse in the way of buildings, much in the way of forest. But rise up as a group now, all here from this room and all that are joining here. Be here as a group, as one, together, in a large circle. That is right. Join hands all the way around. Making larger and larger circle as more and more come to join us. Yes, very good. To those of you here in the room, do you see those coming and joining us here? And if not see them, you can feel them. You can feel their vibration. For that is how you all know each other. You may know your names and faces and all of that now, but you know each other because of vibration. You have each individual a vibration that you can resonate to and recognize. This is why when you meet your brothers and sisters from the skies and deep below the earth, you will recognize them by their vibration. You won't know their names that they are using right now. You will not even know their faces necessarily, but you will know the vibration. But keep rising up now until you are a point where you are up above the earth, looking down at the earth, just as we do each Sunday. Looking down at the earth, a beautiful planet. And you see the Christ grid here, but we are not working with that this time. There is another grid as you move down further. It is a crystalline grid. But yet there is another one that is only in the process of forming together, coming together, connecting together. And this is the one, the energy grid, that connects all of the sacred sites throughout the planet. All of the ones that have in the past, long time ago, Lemuria, Atlantis, many of these sacred sites were joined at that time, and the energy flowed from one to the other and created this wonderful vortex of energy here on the planet. This is why there was so much peace and love back in those times. But then the dark forces began to take over these places, these secret sites. And as they took these sites over, they understood the magic here, how this worked. But they took the white magic, you might say, the magic of light, and turned it into a magic of darkness. This is how they have gained control over the many thousands of years now. But of course, as you know, that is all coming to an end. And you, those of you, are assisting in this process to help this come to an end. And one of the ways to do this is to bring these sacred sites back together again. So now, as you are seeing this energy grid that connects all the sites, think of it in terms of those, we're getting this from the Jains, so we're going to use it here. May work for some of you, may not. But there was a movie, you call it the Lord of the Rings. Lord of the Rings, the third one, as we find it, Return of the King. And in that one, they are announcing that there is a battle coming. And they are announcing this by lighting the fires in all of the mountaintops across the entire Middle Earth. Those of you know what we are speaking of if you have seen this. And this was an indication of connection, connecting all of the sites here. And that is what we are talking about. You are not lighting signal fires, but you are reigniting the energies here in these sacred sites. So you can start with the Great Pyramid in that area if you want, and see this as becoming light. See it as becoming light there. Becoming lighted, ignited. At the top of the Great Pyramid, there once was a great capstone, a copper capstone, which had a tremendous energy, conducted tremendous energy. It was removed. But see it back there now. See it back on the top of the pyramid. Again, conducting the energy. And then from there, move to all of the other pyramids across the planet. You do not need to know where they are exactly. Just trust yourself as you roam across the planet now, looking for these sacred sites. They are there. And your guide or your higher God self will lead you to these places. We're not going to do it all as one together because everyone would be going to some different place. So do that. Let yourself go to all of the places and ignite these areas with energy. See all of the sites connecting now with light, with energy. And wherever there still may be a sense of darkness in some of the old churches and all of these, see the darkness there replaced with the light. See the light illuminating the darkness. If you wish, create a flame in each of these areas and see that flame illuminating the entire site there. A pyramid, a church, one sacred site after another, all around the planet. In South America, in Africa, in Australia. It's giving you some of these now. Many in Europe, in the UK, called it Great Britain area. Ireland. Certainly the Middle East. Japan, China. You see, on and on, they're everywhere. And at one time, these sites were linked up together. Sacred areas, even if there was no building on them, they were sacred areas. Certainly in Sedona here. Don't forget that, in Mount Shasta. In the Andes Mountains area. And on. And you will find as you do this, and you are looking, once they are connected, and you are looking at them from high above, you will see a diagram, a geometric diagram. If not, do not be concerned about it. But once it is all completed, it does form this. We will ask after if anyone saw this and what they were able to ascertain from the visualization here as to what the shape was. But for now, continue to work with this, continue to light the fires everywhere, connecting all of the sites. And then once they are all connected, now is where we call the energy from the galactic central sun as the pulse of energy, the electric blue light as it is being called, which is what it very much will resemble. And see this pulse of energy, pulse of blue light coming down, down, down into your to your solar sun, through your solar sun, throughout all of the planets, seeing hit all of the planets, all of the many ships, and heading down toward the Earth as a pulse of energy, coming down and striking the Earth. But guess what it strikes? It strikes your energy grid and begins to fan out once it hits this energy grid and goes out across the entire planet, forming this design we will use here. It is what it forms when they are all connected. Can you see this now?
Yes.
Let this pulse of energy flow from all one site to another, to another, to another. See it connecting everywhere. And then once it has connected, once this entire grid is connected, which there are many groups, there are many of the, what you call the resistance group, the alliance, the ascended masters, the galactics, everyone is working on this grid in one way or another, to bring these sites back into the light again. For it is very important. Once they are all connected, and they form this design, as we are saying here, feel it now flowing into the people, into all life forms here on the planet, just flowing and flowing. And everyone that is near these sacred sites, they feel a new energy. See them feeling an energy that they may not have felt before. Certainly those that have been to the Great Pyramid areas, many can feel an energy. Not all, but many can. But that is only one of the sites. There are many that are in Africa that have been taken over by the dark. This is why there have been so many wars, so many battles there, so much unrest. Also in the Middle East area, certainly. China in the past had great many wars, and so on and so on. You see, once this entire grid is reconnected again fully, peace will reign across the planet. And this is what the Cabal has attempted to hold back. They have attempted to hold on to these sites as much as they can. The religious organizations, where they have erected churches, because they knew that churches would not be overcome. Churches would last, and the people there would go to these churches, and without even knowing, they have increased the darkness there by going to these places. But all of that is changing. And their consciousness, as it continues to change, those ones that are even still will be going to the churches, now they will bring a new energy there, a new energy of light. This is what all of you, not only this group, certainly, but all of the groups, all of the light workers and warriors that are working to share and spread the light, first to anchor the light, then to share and spread it. This is what you have been doing. And without many of you even knowing that you were doing it. But certainly, when you take action here, when you become the warrior, you are able to then affect a great deal more people, without even knowing that you are doing this. But you are. You are creating a great wave of energy, a wave of light spreading here. Now, we would ask here if anyone would share what they have experienced here so far.
I'm seeing, looking from above the planet, a spiral of light emanating throughout the planet.
Yes, it's wonderful, a spiral. Do you know how creation began? Began with a spiral. Began with a vortex. This is how all creation happens, in vortexes. This is something they do not teach you in your schools. But science knows this. But they do not affirm it yet. They're coming to it. They're coming to understand much. We marveled. We must say this here. Those of you on the phone will not understand this because were not here and participating. But those here this afternoon had a wonderful discussion session led by the great Randy Joy here. And it was marvelous from our point of view as we were peeping in, we were listening. And it was wonderful, the topics that you were talking about, the deepness that you went. Yeah. But very complicated, but yet very simplistic. Do you get that? Do you get how simple creation is? Mm-hmm. It is not anything complicated unless you make it so. Mm-hmm. It is very simple. And oh my goodness, the paradoxes you came up with. My goodness gracious. One paradox after another. Time jumping and quantum entanglement and all of these things that are light years from where you were only a few years ago. Mm-hmm. Do you know this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You would not have had this discussion a few years ago here. Not all of you, maybe one or two, but not all of you, and you all participated. You see? You see how far you have come? What is that saying? Come a long way, baby?
Oh.
Right?
Yeah.
You have.
Yeah.
You've come a great long way.
Yeah. Where we go one, we go all.
Yes. Where you go one, we go all.
Can I ask a question, one teacher?
Yes, please.
So I recently noticed in the news that they're talking about the fact that the Earth has two electromagnetic grids. So is the fact that we activated these grids today, is that why suddenly in the reality these two grids that never existed, there's only been one grid until suddenly now there's two? Because so the way I perceived it before is that because the old grid had been compromised and taken over, we actually had to create a new grid in order to balance all the energies that need to be balanced. But now it's at a space where it's safe again to reactivate the old grid. Is that what happened here then? Is now both grids are fully active and working together again?
In a sense, you can say that, yes, there are going to be the connections all coming together again. There is the old grid, as you're saying. This is, actually, there was an old grid, you might say, before the forces of darkness took these sites over. And then it became the darkness taking these sites over, and they changed the grid into what they did,
mm-hmm.
and now it is going back to the original old grid.
Right.
If that makes sense to you.
So now the two grids are activated. It's the temporary grid we put, and now the reactivation of
yes.
the original.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes, wonderful.
Mm.
Very good. We were not quite ready to take questions yet, but that's okay. We did ask you if we would like, though, for you to share what you are experiencing from this, what you are seeing, so that others, when they hear what you are seeing or feeling or whatever it is, they can associate their own sight and feelings and all of this with what you are saying. In other words, it makes it okay for them. You see?
I first thought is the tree of life. I first thought of birth, but then I got to the tree of life, and then I got even further. No, it's not quite the tree of life. It's that kind of symbol of life that we have that's in a circle. I can't think of the name of it.
The flower.
Flower. Wonderful. Yes. The first one out of the bag came up with this. Yes.
But I'm seeing, now check me if this is anybody saying this. I'm seeing three of it because I'm seeing it like on all faces, and they kind of connect so that, you know, any way you'd look at it, you would see it. And they're all kind of connected to each other. So it's like around the whole thing. It covers the whole thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
When it is all completed, the flower of life. Yes. Wonderful. Were others seeing that?
Yes.
Very good. You guys are really getting this. It's not a miracle. There are no miracles. Everything is science. We keep telling you that. You'll come to understand that. Yeshua, when he did what he did, not miracles, just simply science. Science at a higher level, but science still.
What was the bird, though, that I saw first?
Oh, yeah?
I saw a bird at first, but I don't know what that was, if it was anything.
It was something for you, directly.
Oh, okay.
Not associated with this entire process.
Okay.
I would like to share.
Yes, please, loudly.
I saw myself going to the Middle East, to the city of Mecca. And from there, I spotted the pentagram.
Yes.
And I claimed them. I claimed them on behalf of Father Source. And that's when the light came down from the central sun, and this pyramid just blasted with light and activated the grid.
Wow.
Yes, very good. There are certain, what you would call node points throughout the grid, and those are the activation points. And you have just described one of those activation points. You as a group and you as an individual activated that point. There are many more, but these will be activated as well. Always understand, so above, so below, so within, so without. So you doing this exercise, this visualization exercise, you are creating the process to bring this into creation, you see? You are visualizing, you are using your intention, and you are setting it in motion, the actual connection of this grid. This doesn't mean necessarily that after you are done with this, the grid will be connected at a physical, three-dimensional level, but it is in process now. You have begun the activation process. Other groups have also done this previously, and they have worked on certain other node points. You are now working on some as well, you see? But we left it up to you to determine where those points were. You found one of them. Did anyone else find one?
Found some underwater.
Yes.
Some underwater lately.
Yes, there is a great node point in the Atlantic Ocean from Atlantis. There are several there. There are some in the Pacific where Lemuria was. Under the water, yes.
Russia?
Yes.
That's just at Bell Rock.
Sedona area, yes, certainly. Very important node point there.
I went to many places, but I went to Uisnech in Ireland.
Ireland, yes. A forgotten area in many respects, but they are very important. That area was at one time part of Atlantis, working with that. Not directly in terms of the direct part of the continent, but they were very much connected with the Atlanteans. And many went there from Atlantis, just as many went to Egypt and Africa and South America. You see?
I went to Lake Titicaca.
Yes, most certainly there. That is a secret place of the Brotherhood there.
Mm-hmm.
At some point, we are getting it okay from this, because you have brought this up. At some point, we will take you there. In this type of activity, we will take you as a group to the secret place of Brotherhood in Lake Titicaca. And we'll even show you where it is. Won't that be something? That's if you won't even know what we are speaking of here. Some may not even know about this.
Is it underwater?
No.
Under the lake?
No.
No.
But it is associated with the lake area, yes. But that is getting ahead of things here. We're not ready for that yet.
Okay.
Anyone else wish to share what they experienced?
I saw the Great Pyramid at Giza as a large crystal in a blue field, sending out light around the world, touching perhaps a dozen larger pyramids,
yes,
and perhaps two or three dozen smaller.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
The pyramids themselves are a connection all by themselves. They form a part of the great design here. Pyramids connecting all over the planet, and there are many of them, and many that have not even been discovered yet.
I would like to share.
Yes, please do. We will try to understand what you are saying because there is some interference on the phone here, but go, yes.
I felt led to stay at the Great Pyramid to like collect the energies and focus them, and then I could also see the pulse going to the other pyramids on the other planets in our system.
Yes, very much so. It is not just this planet, just the Earth and your evolution here that is going through this ascension process. Whatever you are doing here is affecting the entire galaxy and even beyond that. You spoke of this, we know, earlier in your discussion. What you do in one part of the universe affects something entirely on the other end of the universe. That is difficult to understand, but you are coming to it.
Very good. Guys, can I share?
Yes, You must make it very clear, though, in brief, because there is a breaking up of voice as you go through this. But yes, please.
Yeah, I will try and be as loud as I can. Hello, love you all. I saw the great, the flower of life, obviously, forming. And every time a mood point would come up, a great vortex of light would come down on that. Could you hear me on that node point?
We've when only heard that came. You were able to see the flower of life.
Yeah. I went to many, many places. Bosnia, there was there's some there. There's some pyramids there. But Antarctica, the ones, there was a major one on the Congo in Africa.
Antarctica and the Congo, we've heard now, yes.
Yes, I had to really, really make that one very powerful to join with the others because it was lacking. There was a few that were lacking, and I can understand why, because the darkness was there. So I really, really emphasized the light to go there.
Yes. What you may not know, but many of you probably do not know, in 1996, there was an invasion of the Archons coming through that area in the Congo, as you are speaking of. And they came in droves here. And much developed as a result of that. Much that could have occurred up until that point did not, because it was delayed because of this. There was a gateway there. There is still a gateway there. But they were able to infiltrate and come into the planet from their dimension into this dimension and then spread out from there. But they have largely been curtailed now. Many are gone. Most are gone now and are no longer affecting this three-dimensional, even higher in the fourth-dimensional experience here.
Yeah, brilliant.
Yes. Anyone else here?
The one thing I saw is I saw like this massive like bright green light, and then you said it was blue, and so I was wondering if maybe it was the blue light from above meeting the yellow light from below, and so I was perceiving the green as the union of both. I don't know.
That can certainly be. We were only focused, helping you to focus on this blue light.
Okay. Just curious.
Yeah. If it works for you, it works for us. Yes. James has a saying here, whatever works. And that certainly is apropos here.
Is it true there's a green moon tonight? And if so, is there any significance to it?
Not so much as we can tell here, no. There is, we know that you spoke of this earlier, and we would like to tell you, yes, it is the beginning of the event and all of these things, but no, that is not the case. Some would recognize this, though, as a green moon, as you are saying, but most throughout planet, no, they would only see it as the normal moon as it comes through. It could be that there is a preponderance of certain cloud formations that could create a reflection that would turn the moon slightly into a greenish color. So that is true, but there is very little in terms of relevance to this. You see? Anything else here as far as what you were experiencing here? And then we will turn this over for direct questions if you wish.
Yes. May I say something here?
Yes.
Okay. So my experience was holding crystals from the Arkansas Mount Pinnacle area, and I could see the energy flowing to all the mountain chains, all the mountain chains in the northern hemisphere, lighten them up with their energy. So this energy in the middle of Arkansas is a great big crystal bed from Atlantis.
Yes, it is. What you are saying here is not so much from Atlantis, but there is a great crystal formation there. Much has been discovered there in times past, and it is a great energy point. And this is particularly, if you think about this, where is a great bunch of the drug trade that goes through this country, through that area in Arkansas. They took this area over purposely knowing that this would take over this sacred site here. It was also a sacred site to the Native Americans there. They took this over. See? Very good.
Well, we're fixing it now.
Anything else here? Anyone else be able to visualize or feel something that has not already been said?
I saw a honeycomb pattern instead of a flower of life pattern.
A honeycomb pattern?
Yes.
Okay. There is, again, there is no right or wrong here. Most would see the flower of life. Others would see something else. But predominantly, as we are finding it, most did see this flower of life.
Mm-hmm.
Without us needing to say anything about it. Very good. We are going to now turn this over to questions. Do you have any questions here?
I had a question about the transition of Barbara Bush. Would that allow the progression of to the event and other things to happen more quickly now that she has
transitioned? This one you are speaking of was not that much of an influence here, except how she was able to influence those of her family. So in that sense, yes, it would have an effect, but over the entire process, not so much. It is only one of the cogs, you might say, that has been taken out here. You see? But that is not to say that this one is condemned to hell or anything of this nature. You see? This one will receive assistance and help to come over to the light, even though she has passed from the body. So it is not over. Okay? As you said earlier in your discussion, these ones, they had purpose. They have gone beyond their purpose, what they originally came in for, their contracts that they came in for. They passed right past them and did not surrender and give in as they were meant to do earlier on. But they have served a purpose here. So do not condemn them. It is not up to you to do that. It is not up to us to do that. It is only up to themselves to do that. You see? Now, that is not to say that they will not see justice in the higher courts. Not the courts here. For these courts here are not very justice-oriented yet. But the higher courts in the galactic regions, they will be tried. And they will have their defenses and everything that goes with this. But the attempt is always to reform them, to bring them back to the light. You see? Now, there is a point where one of those can choose to not come back to the light. It is their choice. And at that point is where you, many of you have heard, they will be taken to the central sun and regenerated there.
One who says,
yes.
One who says, can I just touch on that? I was, yes, I was told the same thing, that she did stand trial in Saturn, I believe it was Saturn, the High Court, but we must send her unconditional love. And so I was through my meditation, I knew that she was standing trial, but Ashtar said very firmly, you must send unconditional love. What are we if we are not unconditional love? So I sent unconditional love.
Yes, yes, send love. That is all you can do. Again, you are not there to judge them. They are only there to judge themselves. Is saying, judge not, lest ye be judged, was a misnomer. It was said wrong. But it can't be a right or wrong. This one was wrong. You see? It is, judge not, lest ye judge yourself. There's a big difference there. For how can the one Yeshua have said, judge no one?
We're going to judge you.
And we're going to judge you. Yes. That cannot be. For anyone to judge anyone, even Prime Creator, Source itself does not judge. For Source is only neutral at all times. You see?
Absolutely.
Neutral and unconditional love. That is all. Any other questions?
Yes, one who serves.
Yes.
I had gotten that. And I just want to check my understanding that in the very way back days when we first had the sort of set of the archangels, the first set of archangels, that when there was a decision to kind of create this game, I guess, of a reality, that there was like a word put out. Okay, who's going to play the role of the separation or the bad guy, if you will? And the person the angel stepped up to the plate and was literally like glorified for having taken on that role. And beloved, one of the beloved angels. And then that as time went on, and this was like a huge thing for him to take it on. But as time went on, he kind of forgot that it was a role and got so swooped up in it. And then that kind of became what we would consider the devil or something like that.
You are speaking of the Archangel Lucifer.
Okay, good.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. I wanted to check it out. So that's a kind of a correct synopsis.
In some respects, yes. There are some differences, but we will not go into that at this time. You will come to understand that when the time is right for you. But yes, there is somewhat correctness there that this one volunteered to be a part of this expression, a part of this game, to take the other side, to be the quote, devil's advocate here, okay? And did not forget who he was, but it went a little bit longer than what was expected. And it was more and more difficult to encourage him, we will say, to give up that role. He has done so. He has given up that role. He is no longer in it. He is not the devil.
But the role is not a life.
And we will tell you that there is no devil.
Right.
No personification of the devil. The devil, the evil, is within each one. You see? It is what you were speaking of earlier with the reflection. You reflect both the dark and the light, each one of you. You see?
Yeah.
Yes. And the other questions here?
One, sir, I have a question about our Amani Padme Hum, the
Om Mani Padme Hum?
Yes.
Yes.
When you come in, you're giving pieces of the Marian chant of this.
Om Mani
chant that you gave us earlier. You gave us portions of that when you come in. My question is about, are we fine-tuning our chakras with the Om to tune them like a tuning fork?
Very much so. You can look at it this way. But what we gave you earlier was a tool, another tool to use. Just as you have many different tools that you have been using over the years, over the lifetimes even. And each one of these tools is designed to help to help you to awaken, help you to remember who you are, help you to reconnect or remember that you are connected to your higher God self. You have never not been connected to your higher self. You just think you have not been, because of the programming that you came in with. And you can, some continue to have, but you are beginning more and more to let go of that programming and to realize who you are. And when you utilize this type of tool, you are, yes, in a sense, you are tuning up the chakra centers. You can look at it this way. Very good. It is all about vibration. And what is a tuning fork but vibration? You see? Creating a vibration. Look at what vibration could do when the one David brought down the walls of Jericho with vibration, with sound. You see? If sound could bring down walls, what could the proper resonance of sound, of vibration, do with your bodies? The organs in your bodies, to rejuvenate them. You see where we are going with this. And then you add the vibration of color and the crystals and all of this. And you are looking at the new technology that is being slowly released to the planet at this time. And much, much more to come yet. Okay? Other questions here?
Yes, I have a question.
Yes.
How close in the near future are we to remember who we truly are?
Now, that is a very difficult question because you are saying we. And we cannot say the we here because you are all individuals. And every individual has their own timetable, their own process. And even when the event occurs, you all will still have your own timetable and your own process. You will be working with your vibrations. You will be working with raising the vibration. But to say when you will fully connect or remember connecting with your higher self is up to each individual person. You understand this?
Yes.
Now, that is to differentiate from the individual, which you all are, to the group that you are. And the group that you are is what we are working with. Yes, we are working with you as individuals too, but predominantly we are working with you as a group consciousness, a soul group consciousness. And we are working with you to help you raise your vibration as a group so that you can reach out to more and more and more people to assist their awakening, just as you were assisted in your awakening. You see? Does this answer your question without directly answering it? We know. Very good. Any other questions here?
Well, I have a question.
Yes, we knew we cannot get through an entire time. So, go ahead. We love your question.
There we go. Okay, so it's just about the. It seems very common that people that are waking up are always asking the question, who they are. When will we know who we are? It seems very common. So with that, the workshop that we did today where we learned the true meaning of hue and man, As I understood it, Q is God and man is made manifest or living within a created matrix. So we are God in man creating in the matrix to discover who we are. And how much more do we need to know?
That entirely is dependent on you. How much do you want to know?
But what I'm saying is, what else is there to know?
There is everything, and there is nothing. See, we told you we were listening earlier. You and your paradoxes, right? But really, when you think about this, and when you certainly when you connect more with your higher self, this is how you will be speaking, or how your higher self will be speaking to you. In many ways, it will be in paradoxes. It will be as the higher self is everything and nothing at once. It is that you are everything and nothing at once. You see?
I'm not asking any more questions. He said that we were going to be different people whenever we left after this, left after this weekend. I'm wondering if you could tell us in what ways, and I'll be honest with you, I'm a little afraid that I'm going to be disappointed because I have very high expectations.
Wow.
So I really, really just want to know tangibly, how are we going to be different?
We can tell you if you have really, really high expectations, then you may be disappointed. But that is not to say that you will not have received everything that you needed to receive here. You understand this? You are right where you need to be and receiving exactly what you need to receive based on who you are and the consciousness that you are in at this time.
Can you give examples of how we will be different?
It's also very difficult, but we will attempt something here. If you come here, not you that is asking this question, but everyone here, if you come here for this weekend expecting, say, a healing of some type, and you are expecting it, and you are intending for it, and you believe it enough, you will leave here with that healing. We cannot be any more direct than that. You come here, intention, belief, knowing that you will be, and you will leave here with that healing. Whatever it is. There was one, we are getting from the James here, so he is bringing this up. There was one that spoke of a liver here. You know who you are. The fatty liver, as you called it. You can leave here with a perfectly whole, sound liver. If you believe it. You see? You see how this works.
Well, and on that, if you believe it, you're God. So what is it beyond that?
Yes.
That you want to leave as? Bigger than that.
Yes.
Walking on
exactly
water and multiplying.
Right. It's already who you are. There's nothing
yes,
you have to do
it.
To already be that.
Yes.
Just be it.
If you believed enough, you could stand at the water's edge of a lake, a river, whatever it is, and you could walk on water, if you believed enough.
So that's what I want, is that much belief.
Yes.
That's what I desire. Desire, not lack. Desire. Let's make that clear.
You can say you want it, but there is another thing to having it. You see? You can say you want to believe it, but it is another thing to believe it.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
So I would like any barriers that will be removed.
And it's your program.
That's your program. That you turn to your higher self and ask for this. But in the asking for this, know that it is already happening. That is the key here, people. You must believe it. You must know it already. In the asking, it is already done. In the changing of the water to wine, the wine changed to water in the process of doing it. It would not have changed if he did not believe that he would change it. You see? The water was changed to wine in the process.
Maybe the other way around.
Changed the wine to the water.
Yes.
So the biggest block is doubt?
Absolutely.
Now you have it.
Yeah. So
doubt is what keeps you from leaving. And when we say leaving, we don't mean getting on a ship and going away here. It keeps you from leaving this three-dimensional illusion. Doubt.
And does not doubt lead to disappointment?
Yes. It is all about the lower vibrations, yes. The lower chakra centers, the programming that is in those lower chakras. Raise that up. Raise the energies up. And the programming within the lower chakras will begin to dissipate. It will fade away as if it was never there. This is why Archangel Michael said, not too long ago here as we find it, through this one, he said that as you connect with your higher self once again, and you are moving through this ascension and into the ascension process fully, you will forget all of those things you no longer need to remember.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
So we don't need to ask our higher self for anything because we are our higher self, right? If we believe we are our
higher
self.
My goodness, dear sister, when you grasp that fully, what you just say here, you have made it. When you know without any shadow of a doubt that you are your higher self, that I and my Father are one.
Oh.
Ah,
yes.
The light bulbs went off. You see them all over your head now. Look at that. That is how it works. Yes. Yes.
That is the meaning of who I am that I am.
Mm-hmm. I am that I am. Yes.
I am all that I am.
I am all that I am. And I am all that I am not.
Oh my goodness. Think on that.
Yes. Think on that. Contemplate on that. Meditate on that. And see how much your mind gets mixed up here. That is like coming to the understanding of who created Prime Creator.
Ooh. Oh.
Yes, yes. That is the greatest paradox of all time.
I know the answer. His mother.
And it goes to the chicken and the egg as well.
Question.
Yes.
Amazing.
It goes back to doubt. Doubt is based in fear.
Mm-hmm.
And fear comes from the ego.
Mm-hmm.
And the ego is above self. And the divine inside is the true self, correct?
Yes. Yes, certainly.
Thank you.
Very good. We love that saying in the Star Wars from Yoda.
Oh, yeah.
How does that go? Anger leads to hate, hate leads to fear, and fear leads to the dark side. Something like that,
yes.
Maybe not directly, but yes.
When we say, I am, that I am, aren't we saying, God, that I am?
Yes. I am God. You have grown up, though, in your upbringing to never believe that you could say that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you have said that around the people at a party or something, they will stone you or something of this nature. You see? They actually did that in earlier times.
Yeah.
Blasphemy, you've heard that term before.
Yeah. Witchcraft.
Yes.
They said shaman. I mean, we're not all programmed to be strong, knowing our
people. I am God. If you want, you can say, I am God becoming, but it is the same thing. I am God, because I am one with everything and nothing. Yes. We love these paradoxes. We're going to begin using them more and more now. It's just the start of it now. You've opened, what is your saying, your proverbial can of worms.
Oh,
okay.
Pandora's box.
Pandora's box.
Another way you could say that God, that I am, you can say it backwards. I am that God.
Yes. You can say it any way you want. It just means the same thing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And a beautiful exercise where you stare directly into someone's eyes and you go back and forth with, I am you creating me, creating you, creating me.
Ooh.
And you do that for like 10 minutes and you get so profoundly connected to that.
Yes.
And that other individual.
Talk about going beyond the boundaries there.
Ooh, yeah. Right in the eye.
Yes.
So it is the namaste.
Now we would say to you to do it in front of the mirror.
Okay.
Which would be even more important here.
Yeah.
Wow, that sounds good.
Yes.
Well, that'd be great, yeah.
Any other questions here before we release channel?
Wow.
It's a good thing James turned this over to us. We do not think he could have gone too far here. Yes. Still drained in energy. Don't know why, though. We gave him lots of energy earlier.
Called having a body.
Yes. Any other questions here?
I have a question.
Yes.
When we communicate with our higher self, do we need to be concerned in securing a secure channel that will not give any false statement from outside noise?
That is a wonderful question, and it is something that you connect. If you're connecting with your higher self, there is a process involved. It is, first of all, you need to ask for that connection to be there, to reconnect, not to make the connection, but to reconnect there. That is number one. Then as you are making this connection, you need to begin to believe that you are making the connection. That is very important. And then when you begin to receive answers or the connection coming back to you, that is even more important that you believe that what is coming is real. And there is a point there where you just begin to say, the messenger matters not. It is only the message that counts. Whether it is your higher self, whether it is one of us, or whatever it might be coming through you, or to you, it does not matter. It is only the message. And that is where you used your discernment to determine, is this message, does it resonate for me? And as you continue to do this and continue to practice this, and this takes some practice for most, not all, but for most, to create this reconnection again. As you practice it and believe it more and more, it will continue more and more. And then you will begin to receive information from your higher self that will, in many respects, come to you in a paradoxical form. And then you will know that it is real for you. Okay?
Could I contribute something on that?
Yes.
It's been my experience that, or it was quite a journey to get to the experience that if this message coming to me is bringing more, coming from love, peace, joy, fun, play, ease, all the feel-good energy, then that is definitely coming from that higher self or one of the higher selves out there, you know, that might be watching over me. If a message is bringing me fear, anger, upset, worry, concern, etc., then that's not coming from that
is correct.
Right source.
If it feels right, it is right.
Mm-hmm.
That those of the dark forces, even call them the dark brotherhood, you might say, they can come in the form of light. They can come in the form of the light brotherhood. And they can be there to fool you. But all you need to do is ask them, are you of the light? And if they are not, they will leave. They must leave. But how many allow the opening to happen in their lives where they invite, without even knowing it, they invite the dark forces into their lives through the use of overuse of drugs and all kinds of alcohol and all kinds of other things that create the opening that allows them to come in. And they do not ask that question, are you of the light? It is that simple. They cannot lie.
Why can they not lie?
They cannot lie. They are bound by rules, you might say. Just as the galactics are bound by the prime directive, so too are those of the dark forces that are not able to lie in that respect, not about the light. They either carry the light or they don't carry the light. You see?
And also, just another little thing, if I could contribute, the being in the space of fear, anger, upset, etc., actually invites them. That's the space that they can actually come into.
Yes, that is correct, certainly. Yes.
So it's really important that we find a way when we are in that space to get out of that space in
yes,
a way possible.
Of course.
The vibration.
The
yes.
vibration. Thank you.
Why do you think the cabal works so hard to create fear in the planet? So that they can make it easy for those other forces to come in.
Fear has a lot of disguises too, so you have to be
yes,
careful
it does.
About that.
Yes.
Anger is actually fear at a base, as a general rule. It's covering up fear.
Yes. There was, again, James is in the background here, and he is saying, there was a movie. There was a movie. It's called Devil's Advocate.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I know that movie.
Devil's Advocate.
Dustin Hoffman.
Not Dustin Hoffman, no, it was the other one. Al Pacino, yes. Al Pacino and your Keanu Reeves, your Matrix.
Yeah, that was
good. Yes.
You don't know everything.
We're getting this from the James. I know it directly, but we're getting it here.
Okay.
See, we discuss back and forth here sometimes. You do not know that, though, do you?
No.
Yes.
We do now.
He sends us messages from the off the side here sometimes. Anyway, we are done here for now.
Oh.
We are going to continue to have some wonderful experiences here, and there is going to be a surprise. That is all we can say. Likely it will come tomorrow night. We are not speaking necessarily about the galactic surprise yet. That is also very possible, though. As conditions are looking at this time, very likely you will be able to go out not tomorrow evening, but possibly, but for certain, the Sunday evening, and have, we will not say directly a show for you directly, but there will be, for those of you that have eyes to see, let's just put it that way, okay? But we are speaking of a different surprise. Something you will not necessarily be expecting, but we did hint at another time earlier here.
Mm-hmm.
Shanti, be with you. Either one.